Okay, next one is going to be Bernie Brooks. No, we did Bernie Brooks, didn't we? Did we? No. Bernie Brooks, B-R-E-N-I-E, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. So date this one for twelve ten twenty-five. Start with saying that this patient was seen for a face-to-face evaluation today at her home with her daughter and daughter-in-law present. This patient is in her 18th benefit period from 11-10-25 to 1-8-2026. This will be shared with the hospice medical, the findings will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. So dated for 12-10-25, her date of birth is 4-9-40. So Ms. Brooks is a 85-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with Alzheimer's dementia, period. Patient continues to eat less, continues to lose weight. Her MAC has dropped to 18 centimeter, period. This is consistent with profound weight loss, period. Patient also suffers from dementia, anxiety, behavioral issues, osteoarthritis, anxiety, and history of falls, which is not much of a problem because she's pretty much bedbound down. She has decreased appetite, 20 to 30% of her meals. PPS is at 40%. She has an FASD score of 7C, as I mentioned, because she's lost the ability to ambulate, period. Patient requires pain medication to control her pain related to osteoarthritis in her knee, shoulder, and hip area, period. The pain gets worse with activity, period. Patient is ADL dependent, 6 out of 6, and bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient's cared for by family members, as I mentioned, period. Patient has weakness, debility, and weight loss, which is considered unavoidable, period. Today's vitals revealed 0.2 side of 92%, pulse of 80, respiration was 20, blood pressure was 130 over 60, period. Patient's daughter and sister-in-law are very much concerned about her, no, sister and sister-in-law are concerned about her condition. No, patient's family members are very much concerned about her family members. They feel like she's definitely worsening as far as her symptoms are concerned related to her Alzheimer's dementia. This was discussed with the family. Education was provided as to the fact that these people die of pneumonia and or urinary tract infections or some sort of infection because of their declining immune function, period. They realize that patient is having trouble eating because of her weakness, her fatigue, her shortness of breath at feeding, and she does aspirate a good amount, period. They feed her very slowly to keep that from happening, of course, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. Bernie most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let me see if there's anything else here. So PPS is at 30%, not 40%. Sorry, correct that, please. Patient's also sleeping about 16 to 18 hours a day, which is a definite decline in her function, both mentally and shows decline both mentally and cognitively and physically. Patient also has protein, calorie, malnutrition. She's at a high risk of developing bed sores, and this was discussed with family. She requires turning every 2 hours to keep that at minimal. Uh, Patient's decreased appetite has resulted in childlike meals, only eating 20 to 30% of her meals at the time, and that's with the family being insistent on her eating and giving her a small amount of food to keep her from aspirating. Thank you.